start at 6 o'clock. Welcome to everybody. Appreciate everyone coming out on a stormy day. So appreciate everyone's attendance. First item is roll call, please.
Commissioner Geary?
Excused.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Here.
Commissioner Taggart?
Here.
And Commissioner Christopher?
Here.
Thank you. I need to approve the summary proceedings from last month.
I'll make a motion to approve.
And I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Next item is consent agenda. All these items have been addressed. Does anybody want to pull, or do you want to make a motion to receive the file?
I'll make a motion to receive the file.
Okay, on the motion?
Yes, I will second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Public presentations. Oh, by the way, please, any electronic devices, please turn them off or mute. And if you need to talk, please take it out in the hallway. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes, and just give us your zip code also. So, first table, anyone likes to speak? Okay, nobody? Second table? Third table? Okay, seeing none, we'll come back to the head table. Staff announcements and reports. That'll be our director.
Good evening, folks. My name is Nick. I'm the director of the County Internal Animal Services Agency. Just wanted to touch on a few brief subjects from October. We're able to find homes through adoption for 341 animals in the month of October, which included 194 adult dogs or adolescent dogs and 68 puppies. We're still getting hit hard with kittens. We found adoptive homes for 99 kittens in the month of October, and those 99 kittens, Petco is a big part of those 99 kittens. Especially now that we have hired a veterinarian who is steamrolling her way through spay and neuter surgeries and getting animals prepared so that we can take them over to the local vet. So we're getting caught up on surgeries, which is a good thing. Our TNR program still remains strong. In the month of October, over 300 cats ran through our TNR program. We're approaching 20,000 total fixed and released cats since 2013, 10 years. We did hold three spay neuter clinics in the month of October, the 11th, the 12th, and the 23rd. Approximately 130 animals were spayed and neutered between those three clinics. That'll probably remain the same through December and January, three clinics per month. As we get into February, March, April, May, and June, we'll probably kick that up to about three or four clinics a month when the weather warms up. If you take a look at the spay and neuter expenditure, the county gives us $500,000 in spay and neuter funding. We're less than half spent so far, $136,155 as of October 31st. But we don't project that we'll have any problem spending every last dime of that, probably a little bit more. About 52% of the spay and neuter funding is going towards the targeted areas, which is 93304567 and 8 and 93241. Year to date, we have returned 652 dogs to their prior owners, about 8%. It has not gone up or down over the past 11 months. Adoptions this year have been a little bit slow, at least slow compared to the uptick in the amount of animals that are coming in. We should finish the year finding homes for about 5,000 total animals. As is always the case, we did a ton of adoption promotions. We had a Friday the 13th promotion where we slashed the adoption fees. See what I did there? Slashed.
Slashed.
Friday.
Get the slash.
We had we observed National Pit Bull Awareness Month, where we waived fees for adoptions in all pit bull and pit bull type dogs. We participated in a national adoption event called Playgroup Rockstars that was supported and sponsored by Dogs Play for Life, Pecker Love, and a couple other organizations. We had play groups out at the shelter. We invited the community to come in and watch our play groups. And we made sure that the animals that participated in the play groups were animals that were available for adoption and that they were mostly long-stay residents too, so that anybody interested in watching the play group or maybe interested in adopting an animal, see how it behaves with other dogs and in the play group setting. We participated in an off-site adoption event at Capital Dental Group in October, Pumpkin Patch. We were out at Mill Creek Park. We were out at a boutique called In Your Wildest Dreams, Petco, of course. We went to Pine Mountain Club and did adoptions, which if anybody doesn't know, Pine Mountain Club is up in the mountain communities, possibly a solid 90 minutes away. And there's no cell service, so it took a while to find out how successful we were or were not. We also were pretty busy just out attending events throughout the community. We were at Beale Park's trick-or-treat event that they had, or I'm sorry, Beale Library's trick-or-treat event that they had. We had a lot of our staff out in Taft at the Love Your Pet Day. That was on October 28th. And then we participated in a trunk-or-treat event where we brought out Officer Shepard Barker. And if you don't know who that is, if you look at this page here.
Okay.
In the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a gentleman dressed in a costume.
Yes.
That's our mascot.
Okay.
Again, his name is Officer Shepard Barker. So I want to make sure I get that across.
We have two mascots here.
No, that's McGruff, the crime dog.
Well, that's McGruff. Okay.
He's been around for a long time. But yeah, the kids love that. We invested in that little costume, and it's just all the kids love it. I did want to throw a special shout out to Commissioner Taggart in honor of Registered Veterinary Technician Appreciation Week that passed in October. It was something that we chose our support of our RVTs and all the RVTs in the community. So just wanted to say thank you for your service for that. Did want to throw in a plug there too. We have this program. It's a texting program. There's a number that's on the sheet, 833-978-3916. If you text the word lost to that number, you'll get automated text messages that come through your phone. If you've lost your pet, there's some really good information that comes automatically texted to you. It also includes a link to the county's website that has all the animals in our shelter. There's a link to the City of Bakersfield's website that shows all the animals in their shelter. There's a link to the SPCA and all their animals. There's links to best practices for finding your pet. So just if you know somebody that lost their pet, it's a good resource. Text the word lost to that number, and then they'll get automated messages, I think for a period of 60 days, maybe 90 days. That just gives folks some direction on how to go about finding the lost animal. Of course, we did Streets of Bakersfield twice in October. It's always successful. I think between two Saturdays in October, we sent out about 50 dogs for the day on our Streets of Bakersfield program. Our officers were busy in the month of October. They ran 1,551 calls. 61 dogs were returned to their owners in the field. 87 dogs were secured on property. Our permitting. Our permitting officer issued 10 citations. She issued 3 new permits. We now have 64 active commercial animal facility permits. Most of those are for breeding. I think 90% of them are for breeding. And that concludes the director's report. I can answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. I'll look up to the commissioners first.
I don't have anything, but thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys got a doctor. We're actually getting a second doctor in January, or a third doctor in January. So hopefully, fingers crossed, some of that starts straightening itself out.
I didn't hear you mention the mega adoption event. Maybe I missed it, but I thought that was a very successful event, and a lot of people were out there. Danny was out there taking photos and all kinds of stuff, so that was, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't mention it because it was in November.
Oh, that's right, it was, okay. Yeah, I was looking at, okay. We still talk about it. It was a successful event, so.
It was. We had two different entrances. It wasn't planned that way, and so we only had people counting how many people came here at one of the entrances, not both. But I have to estimate, you probably saw about 600 to 650 people come through. I say only because it's been more successful in the past. We only found homes for 24 animals total.
I was curious what the number was, yeah.
That was 24. But a lot of the other agencies also had success. The city of Bakersfield adopted some dogs. City of Shafter adopted, I think, all of their animals. They were on task two. Marley's Mutt's placed a few animals. There was a reptile rescue there that adopted three reptiles, which they said is more than they adopted an entire year. So it was a good feel-good event. We're already determining if we're going to do it again next year, and if so, what it's going to look like. So, yeah, it was good.
I mean, I was out there, and I appreciated having your equipment out there, because a lot of times I don't see it at home, and I got to go through the trailer that was brought out, I guess, from Tehachapi. And so I got to go with that and take a look at what they use, if there's a fire or something like that. So I had never been in a trailer before, so that was all good. Other than that, I have no questions. I'll open it up to the public. First table, any questions on the report? Michelle?
You know what I was thinking when you were saying about the TNR cats? When TNR cats go in, do they get vaccinated?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Babies?
No, they don't get babies.
Yes, they do.
Through our TNR program?
Maybe
through Critters.
At Critters, they do.
But through the county's TNR program?
They don't. No, but
yeah, I don't believe so.
No.
Just one.
At Critters, they do. They get a distemper shot, they get a rabies shot, they get a flu treatment, and then your tip.
You should get your cat rabies vaccinations. I know. TNR.
We have to supply the rabies vaccinations and truck them back and forth.
I know at our place, like when they bring them in for that, we require it only because anything we're doing surgery on, it has to be up to date on rabies. And I'll put it up, maybe some of the other facilities do them or not, but.
It's not like state mandated though, rabies for cats. So yeah. We maybe extend it there. And that's put on their website, the new DNR program that they have. I'm not asking you to tell me about it, but I could probably get information on the website because
yes, ma'am. I think the city of Bakersfield has a program as well.
They can bump your numbers.
Okay, I'll move on to the next table. Any questions for anybody? Okay, that is a no. Last table, any questions? Okay. Seeing none, we'll come back to the head table. Need a motion to receive and file this report?
I will make a motion to receive and file.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay. Commissioner announcements or reports on their own initiative. Commissioner may make an announcement or a report on their own activities. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff, or take action to have staff place a matter of business on a future agenda. Gina, any announcements from Tehachapi?
Yeah, I was looking at the TNR numbers on the crazy cat lady. Forever, but it was 98 cats were TNR. So now I'm confused because I always thought it was just Critters, those numbers. But now you're saying that the county actually has program too, which I didn't know. I guess I got confused. But I think through Critters for the 93561 zip code in Tehachapi, it was 98 cats done, and I brought in at least 80 of those. And that's just from July, and there was probably more than that, but probably all mine.
If I could.
Some of that might have been on the grant, though, and not listed.
Commissioner Christopher, through the chair. Almost all of our TNR does go through Critters. What I'm saying is the county has a TNR program that's completely separate from when you bring cats over there. And so that's a program that we pay for, and I don't know that it includes a rabies vaccination for those TNR cats. It may include a rabies vaccination, and it does, for cats that you bring to them. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if the TNR program that we operate through Critters includes a rabies vaccination.
So is that the working cat program that you guys...
It's been of different names,
okay.
But yes, it's when you're in the county and you want to get a feral cat fixed, you go to the Critters Without Litters, and they bill us for the surgery,
right.
And you pick it up in return. Yes, that's the program.
That's the county program?
Yes.
There isn't another county
program? No.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow I am taking 50 cats up to Selma to get them all fixed. A lot of them are coming from Rosemond. I'm sure they're very nice people. Got a cute little black kitten, a couple free kittens at Walmart, brother and sister. And 2 years later, they have now 30 black cats. And I'm using the money that Zach Scribner gave me almost a year ago to fix every single one of those black cats.
So fix your cats.
Mm-hmm.
So fix your cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the free kittens at Kmart are great, but you got to get them fixed or this is what can happen. And I'm sure they're really nice people and they probably have no intentions. And I can't imagine having 30 cats in my house.
No.
I would be divorced and really crazy. But so that's what I'm doing tomorrow. And then I get a break and hopefully no more appointments until February. So I'll go enjoy a winter break.
Where's your cat? You've got all my experiences. The end of that tech.
Yeah, I mean, so we've had some interesting cases recently.
Okay, let's hear them.
We have one who is a 2.5-year-old golden retriever, 85 pounds, came in for a vaccine, got the vaccine. A couple days later, started rotting his toes off.
What vaccine are we talking about?
I'm not sure because we got 2 or 3 different ones. The vaccine company is actually taking care of the bill for it.
Okay, so we started.
So he ended up with vasculitis. He's lost four toes,
wow.
5 toes. Now, yeah, and now he's got a spot on his tail, and he is the sweetest dog ever. But he's coming in weekly. We're treating him with steroids and that.
What vaccine did he react to?
We're not sure which one, because he got multiples. So the whole 15 years I've been doing this, I've never seen anything like this. This was, yeah, a total freak thing. But so Ed is actually picking up the bill for it. But yeah, we're not sure which one of the vaccines caused it. But the funny thing is, he actually happens to belong to a veterinary technician that works remotely through us. So that we had no idea, but yeah, it was just kind of a weird freak thing that, like I said, I've never seen anything like that before. Yeah, other than that, it's been kind of the same old.
No, you got another one, I thought you said.
No,
was that it?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Okay, very interesting. I kind of missed my cue at the last part. I neglected to mention, I really appreciate all the promotions and the innovative marketing ideas that your department's doing. I mean, page after page after page of new promotions. I've been a commissioner for 10 years, and I've never seen this variety of things that you're doing, and I really like it. Because Ethan Winograd says you've got to mix it up all the time. You've always got to come up with a new promotion and doing different things, and I like what you're doing and trying to appeal to a lot of different groups. As far as my announcements, I've been kind of busy. Media's interviewed me 3 times in the last few weeks, maybe not in October, but in November certainly. And it's all good. It's all good. Trying to get the word out that, you know, we're trying to make a difference here. So, and then of course the mega adoption event that happened in November. If everybody didn't know that, it's really a November thing, but it was a great event. So, so that's all we have on commissioner announcements. Old business, staff referrals, there are none, and update on the APC reunite fundraising efforts for the other trader. Carrie or Joan?
There's no update on a date of when we're going to have it in.
Say that again, please.
We don't have any update on when.
Oh, no update, okay, I understand. Okay. Well, I appreciate you girls showing up, but unfortunately, this is a really short meeting. You can talk to us after, but we're just about finished. New business, there is none, unfortunately. This is one of the shorter meetings we've had. So we're not going to vote on it, but the consensus is we're going to be dark in for the month of December, as we normally are. So our next meeting will be Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. So with that, any motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, we're adjourned.